We do love Matthew.
Thank you.
Matthew Eisen.
Woo!
Thank you, everyone.
I think
hello.
I might ruin every episode.
Woo! Wait, we should start over with way more energy.
I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to
Real Talks with
Rad.
Little late, though. Welcome back to Real Talks with Rad. Today, we have a very special guest, Matthew Eisen.
Woo! I saw your
You
woo.
Got my woo.
Yeah, I did. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Before we get into the actual podcast, we should let everyone know what we're doing right now. Guys, we're filming for the first time. We're recording. Hi to the camera. I don't know if that will even make the Instagram page.
In your new apartment, too.
Oh, that's huge.
It is
wow,
huge.
Matt's running the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We've been only talking about it for a year now.
Yeah. Addie and I finally moved in.
Finally moved in, literally just as of a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should have mentioned that before introducing our guests, but here we are. We're back to ourselves.
No, listen. I'll just sit here while you guys converse. It's totally fine.
Yeah, we can just
talk about
our apartment for the rest of the episode. No, for real, though. We're very excited to be here. We're really excited to have a cute little setup. Shout out to our production
team. I thought
you
were going to say a cute little guest.
That works too.
I mean,
no, honestly, though, it's so nice. I love your apartment. It's so nice.
That's so
thank
nice.
You.
Thanks.
You can hopefully see a little glimpse of it in the video.
On our Instagram page. Check it out at Real Talks with Rad.
Rose got a plug.
That was a good plug.
But anyway, to get straight into it, I mean, now that we're starting every episode off with this, we might as well dive in with our guests. Shower thoughts.
Hey.
Okay.
So tell us, what's a recent shower thought you've had, Matt?
Well, Romy, now that you ask.
Not that I've thought about it at all.
Not that I've put some thought into this. Okay, but no, but seriously though, if you are just happen to be floating in space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just
as one does.
As one does, yes. Yeah. There's nothing around you, right?
No.
If you just randomly see someone else just like floating. But, like, going really fast right by you in space. You don't know if you're not moving and they're moving really fast. Or if they're standing still, not moving, and you're moving really fast. There's no way to know.
Honestly, that's not the type of shower thought I have.
Wait, how crazy is that?
No, that's
because
insane. It's
Matthew
just an intelligent
is very
thought.
Smart.
Yeah, that's a very intelligent shower thought to have.
Thank you.
We're like, you. Our shower thoughts are just goofy.
Like, what am
weird,
I going to eat
like,
tomorrow?
And that's
that's
just,
a shower thought? That's not
yeah,
a shower
it could
thought.
Be. I mean, I'm always thinking about food, so yeah. It is a shower thought.
Okay,
it's a daily
fair.
Thought, honestly.
Normally, they're conversations.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, that's why we want to know our guest shower thoughts, because it's stuff like that we would
yeah,
never think about. That's
exactly.
What makes it so interesting.
No,
what are people thinking in the shower?
I mean, we know what Matthew's thinking now. And
apparently
honestly,
about space.
All the time.
All the time.
In the shower,
yeah.
So I just think about
okay,
yeah.
Because you mentioned space, I have a really random question.
Yes.
If you could visit one planet, what would it be? Like, no consequences.
Like, I'll live.
No consequences.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to go to, like Neptune or something that's not like a rock planet, because if I'll live, because then you'll just like, I don't know what happens when you, it's all just gas. Like it, that, I don't know, it would just be cool.
I didn't know the difference between
that's why
it was
it's
a rock
so great
planet
to ask.
And stuff. To be honest, yeah. I would go to Uranus because that's the one with the ring, right? Wait, what does Uranus not have the ring around it?
That's Saturn!
Oh my god,
Roman. No, Uranus actually, I think, does have a ring.
No, that's also Neptune. Uranus does not have a ring.
You know,
okay,
many planets have ring in different kinds of light.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what you were saying.
I also think I better just made that.
Guys, we can't use that. It makes me look too dumb.
No, that's funny. You have to. There's no way they're not.
Okay, fine.
There's no way.
Unfortunately, I just learned a lesson, and it is the wrong planet I'm talking about.
Actually, it's fortunately that you learned that here in this space.
Unfortunately, I've embarrassed myself, and the producers will not be cutting that out, even though I asked very nicely. So back to Matthew. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. Please pass the space to talk.
We're done with the shower thoughts.
We're done.
Cut the shower thoughts.
That's done for this episode.
No more shower thoughts for
any
other episode.
Unless you had a planet you wanted to visit.
I can't say I've really thought about it.
Well, now you have the opportunity to. You want to get back to us at the end of the episode?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm very curious.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Okay, so Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to the rad listeners.
Yeah, we didn't even give you a nice intro. We just hopped right into the shower thoughts.
No, listen, it was a great intro. I loved it.
Yes.
That's why you're our favorite guest.
Exactly.
Sorry, Bruno.
Just rolls with the punches.
Our one other guest. Continue.
Okay. So I'm a student. I'm currently at the University of Toronto. I am studying machine intelligence engineering.
Right, as one does.
As one does.
As most of us do.
Yeah. Right, of course. I'm in my third year. It's awesome. I like it. It is a lot of work, but I'm taking a reduced course load right now, so it's like much more manageable.
Oh, are you?
I am, yes.
Well, your hours used to be crazy. Like, how many hours did it used to be a week?
I mean, Like, the average course load for my program is 6 courses a semester. And pretty much all those classes, you'll have, like, quizzes or, like, assignments every week. So it ends up being, you just have something to do, like, almost constantly. Every single day. Yeah.
And then on top of that, you are also an actor.
I am an actor,
so you're auditioning.
Yeah, but that's kind of why I'm taking a reduced course load.
Okay.
It's easier
to... Is that
to...
the only reason? Just because you're auditioning? Or is there another reason?
I also, outside of school, I have a startup company that we've been working on. Me and one of my best friends, the two of us kind of started a bit of a startup company, and so we're trying to get that going as well. So that's exciting.
So tell us a little bit about, like, first let's start with school and acting, because that's kind of where you started off. Like, mm-hmm. What made you decide to go to such a difficult university and such a difficult program while you still wanted to pursue acting?
Honestly, so my program, it's actually called engineering science. And then after second year, you can pick a discipline to go into.
Okay, that's why. I was like, I remember your program being titled, or I thought you were studying something different. But
yeah, so I haven't changed. Okay. I've just, like, now picked my discipline.
Okay.
But I originally picked this program because it's one of the few undergraduate programs in Canada where you can get a degree specializing in aerospace engineering. And that's originally what I wanted to do, because as you can tell by my shower thought, I'm very interested with,
like,
things about
space.
Yeah. But then I realized that, like, it's the aerospace option was, like, the hardest option. And unfortunately, there aren't too many jobs for aerospace engineers in Canada. So I was like, I will switch. And I switched. Well, not switched. I just changed which option I want.
Because you
want
to stay in Canada, then, I'm assuming?
Not necessarily, but there are way more jobs in Canada and the U.S. being a machine intelligence engineer.
Okay.
Did taking that also help you with acting, because maybe it was a little less, like, intense than aerospace engineer?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes more time. It allows for more time to do things outside of school.
Right. Okay, and then... Obviously, to give a little bit of insight on the background on how we know Matt, we should...
Yeah, he's just some random guy we just found on the street.
Yeah, they just...
We were like, he looks cool.
They just came to U of T and just picked me up.
We're like, let's pick someone from the university we all don't like. Just kidding. U of T is a great school, but as a university ex student, we don't like him. No, but for
Thank
real,
you.
Matt and I go way back. We go back till we were 15 years old.
14, no?
Oh my gosh, you're right. 14. We were 14. We went to summer camp together. And then we went to high school together. And then we ended up working together for 2 straight summers after spending a summer together also at camp. And then working together while we were acting just got us really, really close. And I don't Did you guys meet through...
We met on the set of Backstage. Mm-hmm. You came to the set
actually,
one day. Did we meet before?
I don't think you... Okay, I don't know if I... I think I kind of met you. I went to the... Devin took me to the premiere of Backstage.
Oh, okay, so
really?
I fully...
Because, yes, Devin
So
was,
at least I saw you then.
I think you saw me. I actually don't know if I fully met you. I remember her pointing you out to me.
Hmm.
And T.
T.
And...
it's warm. Oh. I don't know what I said.
Yeah, I actually don't know if I met
it's
you.
Hot.
I don't know if I met you, but I definitely would. I saw you there. Okay. You
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
I saw you there, and maybe I met you on the set then.
I remember, like, in a specific part of the school. I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if. I guess you came with Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was
okay.
Like,
to give you insight on what we're talking about, the show that I worked on with Matthew when we were younger was called Backstage, and it was taking place in a high school, and ads. Was best friends or is best friends with Devin.
We don't talk to that
about,
girl anymore.
We talk about her quite often on this podcast. So ads came on set, and I guess I can't believe that was the first
yeah,
time
I wasn't
met.
Friends with you yet.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah,
yeah.
That just brought me.
This
to
was
set.
Also during season two, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, I
would
think
it
you're right.
Season two.
I think it was season two.
Wow,
because I was with actually I was more with Adriana and Maria Luisa.
Oh, you know you're friends with Adriana.
I did androids with her.
Oh, of course.
Before you
of course.
Guys.
Of course.
Oh, okay. No, but real talks. Are you guys texting about us? Can you not?
We're not. We're not.
Sure. I know you are. Oh, okay, fine. Fine. What a wild thing that that's how you guys met on set. I think Deb honestly set up quite a few of our relationships.
The friendship.
This
Deb
time.
Set
no,
me up with
did.
You and you.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, actually, you really set me up with him. Did I? You set me up with him.
Well, then we all lived together in LA for 4 months.
That's when I got closer with Matthew.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the background of us, but anyways...
Oh, yeah, that's... No one knows that.
I
lived
feel
with
like,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like the acting stuff could be, like, kind of boring, though. And I think that what's way more exciting is Matt's startup company. And I just think you need to tell us way more about that. Because to give the listeners a little bit of insight, your... I don't know what you're calling him, so I'm just going to call him Brandon.
Okay.
Your friend that
name.
You're working with.
Yeah.
I used to hang out with
he
you
actually
guys.
Asked me... Sorry, he asked me to give him a shout-out.
Oh,
shout-out
him out.
So there you go.
Shout-out Brandon.
If he listens.
Yeah.
You better be
we'll
listening,
see.
Brandon. So, like, I used to hang out with Matt and Brandon very often after, like, in high school, after school all the time, or just on the weekends, and they'd constantly talk about this crazy idea they had, and I'm listening to them, and I'm like, guys, you have to do this. You actually have to start this, because it's kind
oh,
of
Oh, so
insane.
It's all because of you, actually.
That's
you are the
Rome
reason.
Is the reason.
Basically, it's my startup company. I take full credit for the entire thing. No, but for real, I mean, you guys always knew you were going to do it, but... As an outsider, it was very interesting watching you come up with new and new ideas. Now it's very, very cool watching you go through with it and really develop it. Like, I'm just very impressed, and I'm happy you guys went through with it because it's a great idea. And if you didn't, I don't know if anyone would.
I was going to say, and if you didn't, I was going to steal your idea.
I mean, that too.
I was
going to
do it.
I don't have the tools to do it. Kate, tell the listeners what you can about your startup company.
Yeah, so, I mean, the main idea is, Brandon used to work in a Walmart. And one time he was at my house and we were just chilling in my backyard and he was talking to me about how customers would always come up to him and never be able to find things inside the Walmart. And so much of his job was just needing to actually just direct people around the store. And then we're like, what if just something existed where you can just like, basically like Google Maps, but inside different types of like spaces inside. And then so we looked into it and we were trying to figure out like why that didn't already exist, and the reason is just because GPS, which is used for outdoor navigation, doesn't work inside because buildings obstruct the signal.
Okay.
So there, and it's hard because obviously things inside, you know, especially like different kinds of stores, like move around all the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to have a way to position people inside accurately, and a way to like update the locations of movable things in real time. And it's an interesting problem that. If you can't solve both those things, you can't really provide indoor navigation. And so we're trying to create a platform that does that.
So cool.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I like you said, I would have thought to myself, why doesn't that exist? But I guess it makes sense. I mean, I would have stolen your idea, but I don't have the tools to create it. I mean, like, what are you actually doing to create it? What job does it take for you? Like, as obviously you're using a lot of your engineering skills. Like, is it just you that's working on it?
No. So actually, there's a girl in my program who we've recently brought on. Her name is Tracy. Shout out to Tracy.
So many shout outs. We have so many listeners.
And she's incredible. She, you know, has great work experience. She actually started a startup. I think it was MIT had something called hackathons, where like they'll have a challenge and then you can apply and they'll put you in teams and you have to try to like solve the problem.
Oh, cool!
So at the beginning of COVID, her team actually won an MIT hackathon, and they built software that can take photos of like hospital rooms, and you could put in like the number of like hospital beds or like ventilators that you would want to fit into the room, and then just by taking a photo of the room, the software that they made could like figure out how to optimize the space in the room for hospitals.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so she like, yeah, it's awesome, it's really cool, but it's also kind of related to like what we're doing. And so but yeah, no, it's been awesome. But yeah, so it's yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. It's fun.
No, that's incredible. So with that school,
yes.
How do you fit acting into the
schedule?
That's
what I was just going to ask. How do you balance all of that? Oops.
You have and a social life.
Mm-hmm.
And enough for your mental health, like enough you time. Like, how do you do it? How do
it's
you
also do it, interesting Matthew? Because like they say you're usually either like left side brain or right side brain, like. You're kind of like pick one or the other, but you do kind of balance like your creative side with like the very
well. I mean, it's interesting. Like I honestly feel that anyone makes time for what they is valuable to them. So it's like if you have different things in your life that are valuable, like, you know, everyone has so much stuff going on all the time, and you know, whatever you want to make time for, you'll try to make time for it, you know. And so these are just things that I really enjoy doing, and so I really just try to make time for them. It's honestly really what it is.
Yeah,
that is really well said. I mean, I feel like a huge part of it is easier said than done, but because I honestly don't think it. I think a huge part of it is definitely if you want to do it, you'll make time for it. But it's also like you gotta have a lot of skills. Like don't underestimate yourself. You gotta have good responsibility skills. You gotta have organization, time management. Like it's not. If you want to do it, you will, but there's obviously a method behind your madness.
Do you ever, like, struggle with which you want to prioritize?
Oh, I was going to say 100%. Like, I often feel that, like, because I'm in school and I'm trying to have a startup company at the same time and also trying to, you know, like, guide my acting career, whatever that means, right? I often feel like maybe my energy is too like spread out across these different things where like if I'm not putting all my eggs into one basket, then maybe, you know, I'm ruining my chances of my company succeeding or, you know, really succeeding as an actor or doing well in school or whatever it might be. So 100%, I mean, like, yeah.
So basically, that of course, but I think that comes with obviously the time management responsibility, etc.
Of course.
Like, and you want to
don't
do
get
it
me
all.
Wrong, I always feel like I'm not good at managing my time, and like I always feel like I leave things later than they should be, and like,
but then there you go, it's because you want to do it, so you manage to do it regardless
sometimes. Most of the time, hopefully.
Don't underestimate yourself. What advice would you give to somebody that like is trying to figure out how to balance their life? Maybe they're not doing all three of these crazy things, but they're just trying to figure out a ton of stuff. Sometimes I have a hard time balancing my social life was school and like acting and
100%. I mean, like everyone.
That's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, one thing that like honestly has helped me is days where, especially, I feel like I have a lot to get through. I'll just make like a little to do list.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the day, and I say to myself like, you just need to get these things done. And then if I get just focus on getting those things done, and then you feel more productive, and you feel like you're accomplishing what you set out to accomplish.
I have a
and
long
it's like sort of
one
rewarding.
Right now that I have
yeah.
to start crossing things off.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't cross everything off? Like, how do you deal with that obstacle then?
I mean, that most of the time happens. I don't check off everything. But you know, I think it's just like the idea of like setting up, being like, I want to get these five things done, and then making yourself go and do as many of them as you can in that day. And then, you know, like if you get four of them done, then you feel like you've set out to accomplish the majority of what you've accomplished. And it kind of like, it for me makes things feel less stressful, mm-hmm. because it's like, if I write it down, and if I make the effort to like try to just get it done and like keep that promise to myself, then it feels more productive. I don't know, even if it's not.
No,
yeah,
that makes
I
sense.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Do you foresee yourself continuing on all of these kind of three different paths, or do you think you'll end up focusing more on one?
I'm like, prioritizing is a big thing for sure, like figuring out where I should, like, so for example, like I'm taking a reduced course load now, mm-hmm. in school, so I could put more time into my business and for acting stuff, mm-hmm. as well. I don't know if I've spoken to either of you about this, but like I've honestly thought about like at least maybe taking a break from acting for a little bit. I love it. It's great. But, I don't know.
Well, you kind of explained it to me briefly, like, the other day that you spoke about, like, you finally found something that you love as much.
Exactly.
Really?
And you're as passionate about
so
acting
great.
That obviously the industry, like, the entertainment industry, for anyone who might not be too familiar with it, it's a very tough industry. Like most industries out there, I think the major tough part about it is that it's constant rejection versus like one big rejection from like a dream, one thing. It's like you're just dreaming about all of these things and it's just constant rejection. Like there's a saying of the industry, you'll hear 100 no's before you hear one yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like it's huge. I mean, to be honest, I wish and I hope one day I do find something.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
That I love as much as acting. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's also a huge character development, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice. It's also kind of weird in some way. Because, like, growing up, I was always just like, no, I 100% want to be an actor. That's all I've ever really wanted to, like, actually do. And then it is weird to find something that you feel like you are just as passionate towards.
Yeah.
Like, it's a new thing. It is exciting, but it's also, I don't know, it is kind of strange because now it's like, where do I prioritize my time? Like, what do I,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
And well, you'll figure it out. It kind of, everything happens for a reason. So
100%,
it all kind of
yeah.
just will fall into place and you'll.
Exactly. And just because it's just the same thing as taking a reduced course load at school. Doesn't mean you're not going to finish school. It just means you're going to take
yeah.
a little longer to do it. Same with acting. Like, you can always put it on pause, but it doesn't mean you won't go back to it. And you might realize it might make you appreciate it so much more, and it might make you realize how much you didn't need it in life. Like, all of these things you need to experiment with, and I think it's a huge part of growing up.
And everyone can relate to that, too. Like,
yeah.
having maybe a passion growing up, not to say that this is what's happening for you, but
mm-hmm.
we all play, like, a sport or something, and you think, like, oh, maybe this is, like, the rest of my life. Like, maybe this, but this is my only passion, and then you start, like, growing, and you find different likes and interests and passions, throughout your life, and
100%.
You're like, oh, okay, that's not my whole identity. That's not my only passion.
100%. It's
yeah.
growth, and it's, you know, learning new things about yourself and meeting new people, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I think like the only way you to go through life really is just like trying different things, see what clicks, see what doesn't,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, you grow from that.
I heard this the other day.
What'd you hear?
It's just something about growing up and trying new things and realizing something you thought you loved isn't quite the same anymore. It's it hurts, but it's really just growing pains is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's also like better that you have those realizations than not have
mm-hmm.
them, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think honestly everything you said was incredibly insightful, especially the stuff about space.
And we're young too. Like that's we're only
yeah.
yeah.
Oh my goodness, we're 22. Sorry, yeah, it's 21. But we're 22 and 21 years old, and anyone in university, I feel like there's this whole obsession with what are you going to do when you get out? What do you foresee the
mm-hmm.
like for yourself in the future? And if you know, that's incredible, and I envy you, but chances are you might think you know, and it might change in 10 years'
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no, but and like I also think that so many people have the mindset that like you need to pick one thing, and then
mm-hmm.
that's like the thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But really, life is just about like just living life and just figuring
yeah.
out what's good, and then, you know,
No, that's really awesome. But also, regardless, like, of course, you should always try new things and stuff like that. But I think it's really damn cool that you're trying all these things at this age. And you're doing as well as you are, and you're succeeding. And you're not even just trying new things, but you're making them happen.
Thank you.
That's he is making stuff happen.
I honestly...
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see what? I mean, you could wake up tomorrow and think that you don't want to do any of this anymore.
No, that's so true. I mean, honestly, it's just like, yeah, just trying to do things that you're interested in. Mm-hmm.
And just navigate life.
Exactly.
Speaking of navigating life, are you back on campus?
I am back on campus, yes.
And
yes.
How's
classes
that?
Are back. I love being in person, but
yes.
I don't like the, you can't just watch lectures whenever you want.
I know.
I miss that.
It's gonna be a little difficult at first, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to like, oh, I didn't quite catch that, I'm just gonna reverse it 10 seconds. No, you can't do that
you
anymore.
You
cannot do that.
We're
only starting in person, but you're starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I've had one class that's been in person.
Right.
Why don't you start? You haven't started in person?
No, I start this week. I'm really nervous. I mean, that is why Addie and I moved downtown finally. So we can have a nice little walk to school versus a commute. And honestly, very excited to update you guys on how that goes. Excited to update you guys on our living situation and what it's like in person, because I'm horrified.
Why?
Are you?
What are you horrified of?
Because it's like
just
very
like,
different. You've gotten used to online school.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 years.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Over.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't sit in bed in your pajamas and watch.
I'm excited for that. Yeah, I think it'll be really good for productivity. Let's just start that over. It'll be really good to like get out of bed, be productive, to get out of the house, do all that stuff. Like even getting dressed and getting ready in the morning makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited, but I'm obviously really scared. But
yeah, I feel like a lot of people are. There's so many people that like have been in university for 2 years now and have literally spent zero time on campus.
Yeah, my sister, she hasn't been in a lecture hall.
It's crazy.
I know.
I feel so sad for the first years and stuff because I don't even know how to get on campus.
It's just going
to
be a little bit of a shock, I feel like, for a lot of people. But
to end it on a positive note.
Yeah?
I'm excited.
Let's
excited. And you know, we're downtown. We get to see our friends more. We get to see way more Matthew.
Yeah, no, it is exciting.
Yay, coffee
I'm
date.
So excited.
Oh, you sound so excited.
Oh, I am.
So
I am.
Excited.
I actually am.
Wait, but seriously, before we wrap it up, Ax. What's the planet you'd visit?
I've been thinking about this whole time.
Yeah, I've been waiting to ask.
I feel like Saturn.
Why?
I just think it's the prettiest.
It is very pretty.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Matt. Honestly, couldn't do this day without you. Couldn't get through this without you. It was just
incredible.
Couldn't
get through life without you.
I know. No, I've had a great time. Thank you so much for having me. Asking me these incredible questions.
Matt's favorite word is incredible, in case you didn't know.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Love
I love
you, Matt.
You.
We are losing our minds a little bit now because it's 12 a.m.
It's bedtime.
Already.
It's bedtime.
I think we ended it like a couple minutes ago, did we not?
No, you didn't close.
Make sure. Okay, guys, make sure you keep an eye out for the next episode of Real Talks with
Oh my God.
With Rad.